Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
Some men are wearing glasses.
B.
A man is measuring someone.
C.
A man is putting on a jacket.
D.
Some men are drinking coffee.
Number 2. A.
A man is holding some containers.
B.
A man is putting items in a cart.
C.
A man is brushing his hair.
D.
A man is cleaning a shelf.
Number 3. A.
A woman is playing a game.
B.
A man is putting on a shirt.
C.
A woman is watching TV.
D.
A man is holding a box.
Number 4. A.
A man is watering a plant.
B.
A woman is putting flowers in a vase.
C.
A woman is holding a book.
D.
A man is touching a bookcase.
Number 5. A.
A man is looking at some photos.
B.
A man is painting a wall.
C.
A man is turning on a television.
D.
A man is building a shelf.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Do you have an extra coupon?
A.
No, you have to pay for that.
B.
Yes, I'm an extra in a movie.
C.
Sorry, we don't have them in store.
Number 2.
Do you have this dress in blue?
A.
She is in the manager's office.
B.
I'm sorry, that's all sold out.
C.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Number 3.
How long will this be on sale?
A.
Only until Monday.
B.
Next to the supermarket.
C.
Just last month.
Number 4.
I can't remember who sells this coat.
A.
It's not that cold outside.
B.
Doesn't Merrill Design sell it?
C.
This place sells vitamins.
Number 5.
What comes with this coffee maker?
A.
I'm not thirsty.
B.
We ship for free.
C. A free bag of coffee. Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Gordon, what kind of sign do you want for your new product launch?
On my way here, I saw a sign I really liked. It's the one for the dry cleaners down the street.
Oh, that one is very bright. A good idea. I will make a draft and send it to you by next Monday.
Could you send it by Friday? I have to go on a business trip to Italy next week.
Number 1. Who most likely is the man? Number 2. What is mentioned about the dry cleaners? Number 3. What will the man do next week? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, whom do I talk to about a mistake in an advertisement?
I'm the manager. What's the problem?
Well, your ad says that all washes are on sale, but on your website, that sale ended last week.
Oh dear, I forgot to change the dates. Thank you. For your help, you can have 20% off any washer you want today.
Number 4. Who most likely is the man? Number 5. What problem does the woman mention? Number 6. What does the man offer to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and map.
Excuse me, I'm looking for this sewing machine. Do you sell it here?
I'm sorry, we don't sell it here. That one is only at our Premier stores. The closest one is located right across from the Melvin Cafe.
Oh, I see. But I have a gift card for $20 for this store. Can I use it there?
No, that gift card cannot be used at Premier stores.
Number 7. What is the man looking for? Number 8. Look at the graphic. Which store will the man most likely go to next? Number 9. What is mentioned about the gift card? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thank you for coming to today's meeting. I have an idea for our company's 5th anniversary. I want to have a sale. I know we just had one, but I think it will be a good idea. So send me a plan of what we should put on sale by Thursday afternoon. I want to discuss it at our weekly staff meeting on Friday. Thanks.
Number 1. What event does the man mention? Number 2. What does the man imply when he says,
I know we just had one?
Number 3. What does the man ask listeners to do? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Sarah. It's Jennifer. I wanted to let you know that our sign out front is broken. It won't light up. I called a repairman to come and fix it. He said that he will come tomorrow. A few customers complained that the store looks dark and closed. Therefore, I'm leaving the doors open so customers know that we aren't closed.
Number 4. What is the reason for the phone call? Number 5. What will happen tomorrow? Number 6. What have customers complained about? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following advertisement.
The new SpeedFox 50 computer is the latest model from Geo Computers. It is the lightest and fastest computer on the market today. The SpeedFox 50 will be shipped out next month, but reservations begin this week. Other stores are selling this machine for $500, but with this week's sale, you can reserve it for much cheaper. So come to Harry's Electronics and reserve yours today.
Number 7. What is the speaker advertising? Number 8. What will happen next month? Number 9. Look at the graphic. How much will listeners pay for the SpeedFox 50?